bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started. All right, well, he likes pig butts, and we cannot lie. It's barbecue season, and our guest today is sharing pitmaster secrets. Welcome the author of the brand new cookbook, The South Best Butts, Matt Moore. So thanks, Matt, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lori.
Let me say, this had to be the absolute best research project of all time.
You know, I was actually compiling some math today, and we did 3,200 highway miles and around 4,100 nautical miles in traveling all 12 states of the barbecue belt. I don't know how many pounds of food I ate just yet. I think I've got about 3 marathons to run to work it all off.
Well, I was going to ask you, how much weight did you gain by doing all this research?
Probably a few pounds. I'm in the process of trying to get rid of it right now.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Where did you start in Texas and into North Carolina, or how did the trip kind of work?
I actually live in Nashville, Tennessee, so that's my home base. And, you know, I kind of went about the trip organically. I'm a pilot as well, so some places I would hop in my small little Piper Cherokee and fly up to Kentucky or to West Tennessee or the Carolinas. And so really it was kind of an organic process. I didn't go through it too methodically. I just, as I came across different places and people and restaurants, I would make that journey and go try the food and try to tell the story and make sure that we documented all the recipes and the stories for everybody to read at home.
Well, because it is so much more than a cookbook, it's a collection of recipes and stories from some of the best pitmasters in the world. How did you get them to open up with kind of some of their secrets?
Well, Mama taught me how to be a Southern gentleman, so some of it was a bit of Southern charm. You know, most recipes are super, super tightly guarded. But at the same time, I was able to kind of reverse engineer so that folks could get the same effect at home. I think the really cool thing about this book is, you know, a lot of these are coming from restaurants, so we have to adapt them to make it really home friendly. You know, I like to write cookbooks that people pick up and work their way through. They're stained and tattered because they're actually cooking from them. That's not to say that this book is not beautiful and could serve as a great coffee table book, but I think the greatest compliment that I receive is when people say, you know what, I tried out that recipe for, you know, a family get-together or a date night, and it turned out fantastic. So there are recipes that work, and, you know, sometimes folks would give me the whole kit and caboodle, and sometimes I had to get a little bit creative.
Well, it is a beautiful book. Who was doing the photography? Were you doing the photography on this book, or did you bring somebody with you?
Yeah, thank you. I actually had a Nashville-based photographer come along on the journey with me. Her name is Andrea Behrens. She's fantastic. She has a real true kind of documentarian style to her photography. And she trusted me in a small plane and had to put up with my stories for quite a few miles on the road, but I think that her work speaks for itself. It was a really great documentation of the people and places that we traveled to.
Absolutely. It really captures the heart and soul of these people who are doing the cooking. These are not chefs in white garments and white hats and linens. And these are real, probably tried and true, passed down generation to generation, people who are cooking at the soul of barbecue.
Yeah, and I think that's so important to highlight. You know, my favorite line in the book is that opinions are like butts and everybody has one. You know, these pitmasters deserve to have their story told. You know, as you mentioned, they're not typically formally trained chefs, but often they are judged even more than a Michelin-starred chef. I mean, barbecue has a lot of opinions surrounding it, and everybody thinks that they can make the best cue. So these are folks that are up in the early hours of the morning cooking and maintaining temperatures for long, long periods of time. So it's just such an honor to kind of showcase who these people are and the fact that they're carrying on such a grand Southern tradition.
Well, that is the truth, too. All barbecue is not created equal, and we've all had really good barbecue. I was just in Vegas, we'd gone to this restaurant, and I'll just tell the story real quickly. But
yeah, of course.
Because you have a burn-ins and mac and cheese recipe in this book, which is fantastic, and you use real burn-ins. It's fantastic. Well, when I was in, and I had your book ahead of time, so that was on my mind. And I get to Vegas, and I get to this pretty nice restaurant, and on their menu is burn-ins and mac and cheese. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm going to try this. So I order it. They bring it over to me. I mean, I'm really waiting. I cannot wait.
You're jonesing
and
for that one.
I'm still thinking about it. They got it all wrong because it was not burn-ins in there. It was bacon. And
oh, Lord.
I'm looking it through with my husband, and I'm like, there's no burn-ins in here. This is just bacon. So it's little bits of bacon, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is just the most horrible thing in the whole wide world. So the server came over, how is everything? Oh, it's really good, you know, but I'm like, just so you know.
Better stick to gambling out there, right?
I'm like, it's just so you know, this isn't burn in, so, you know, you might not get somebody as, people take barbecue pretty serious, and I'm pretty nice, and I'm just wanting, you know, at my level, I understand this is bacon. And she's like, well, we got a new chef, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm just letting you know. Some people aren't going to be as nice about it as me because
that's right.
If you go in looking for burn-ins, probably going to be one. But you have the real deal in your cookbook.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think burn-ins are such a great component to the brisket. And, you know, that's one thing that's unique about this book. Yes, we focus on the pork butt as kind of our medium to showcase the different cooking styles, the different rubs, different sauces that you find throughout the barbecue belt. But we fill you up with plenty of recipes on brisket and chicken and sausage and all the sides and trimmings that you could ever imagine.
Exactly. Yeah, you focus on the almighty pork butt, which is really the staple of big barbecue. But brisket is what they do in Texas a lot. You have turkey. You have 150 recipes that include sides as well. And everybody knows when you go to good barbecue, the sides are just as important almost as what's going on the smoker.
Oh, yeah. You know, being born and raised in the South, you know, Sunday suppers were always filled with tables that ran the length of the mighty Mississippi when it came to mains and sides. So I wanted to make sure that we rounded out the book with a lot of different sides. Some are, you know, more healthful, like a kind of a bourbon and bacon collard greens, all the way up to kind of a more decadent burn-ins mac and cheese. So we certainly have plenty of recipes, and there's something in this book for everybody.
Absolutely. And you even have fried banana pudding. And let me tell you, my family hails from East Tennessee, so I've eaten enough banana pudding in my lifetime to probably clog arteries between here and the East Coast. And it's a staple in Southern food, but I have not had fried banana pudding. So my mother's coming over soon, and I'm going to show her this. I'm going to tell her because she does our Southern cooking for us. My mom was born and raised in Clinton, Tennessee, which is just right outside of Knoxville.
Oh, yeah, very well.
As well as really all of my family either hails from Fentress County or Scott County or Anderson County right there in the Knoxville area. So, but anyway, I'm going to bring it to her. I'm going to say, you've been cheating me because we could get more fried in our diet.
That was a fun one. I came across that in Meridian, Mississippi at a place called Squealers, which is such a great name for a barbecue restaurant. And it's a lady pitmaster. And so we focus you know, on men, women, different races and ethnicities all throughout the barbecue belt. But she's actually of Mexican descent. So one of the first things that, like, blew my mind is if you go into a traditional Mexican restaurant, you sit down and they bring you chips and salsa. She's kind of turned it on its head. She's got fried pork rinds, which are just super, super delicious. And then from there, her fried banana pudding, goodness, after a day of eating her barbecue pulled pork nachos and pork rinds and everything else, that was really the icing on the cake. I had to stop after about 6 bites, but it was pretty difficult to do so.
Well, that's one of the great things about this book is that we tend to think really based on what we've been seeing on TV is it probably is still a male-dominated profession with these pitmasters. So many males have really dominated and brought this to the forefront. But you really highlight some women who've been around for a long time. Helen Turner was one of them in Brownsville, Tennessee.
And there are a lot of women who are running pits now, and probably you're seeing more women getting into it, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we fill the book. You know, Teresa out of Meridian, you've got Irene Rich up in Waverly, Kentucky. Their style of cooking is a little bit different. They actually do mutton, chip mutton is kind of their substitute for pulled pork. And then all the way down to a lady in Atlanta, Georgia, working with her husband, Ji-Yeon Lee, who's actually originally born and raised in South Korea. So I thought it was really important to capture where barbecue is today. And yes, traditionally it's been something that's been dominated by males, but I think that's constantly changing. And let me tell you what, I think if what I tasted on the road is the future of barbecue, I think we're in some good hands.
I really think we are as well. And this we were talking about the soul of barbecue. It's a religion in the South. I mean, people really could go fist to cuss over whose barbecue is better. And it's so much more. It's starting with good meat or sauce and rub and wood and the stories, all of that kind of combines to make that experience what it has come to kind of be the huge classic that it is today. It's just not throwing meat on like a hot dog and then having
yeah,
a little barbecue.
That's
it's
not
so
barbecue.
Much more.
Don't invite me over for hot dogs and hamburgers and call it a barbecue. You know, I think one of the greatest quotes that I got was Pitmaster Skip Steele. He's probably the most famous gentleman featured in the book in terms of the pitmaster realm. And he said it really simply. He said, you know, cooking is a math problem. Time plus temperature equals results. And, you know, barbecue is something that's traditionally low and slow. I mean, we show you a pork butt that's cooked 200 degrees for 20 hours, and we show you one that's cooked at 350 degrees for just a couple of hours. But maintaining proper temperature over a set period of time is what's going to produce great food. And I think it's really important to point out to your listeners that, you know, it's not necessarily all about expensive equipment. You know, nowadays you can find egg-style, Komodo-style cookers that are, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. I can cook great barbecue if I maintain the proper temperature over a period of time on a $50 kettle grill. That's really what I want folks to really understand is that, yes, it's debated, but it's also super accessible. And hopefully they can use some of the recipes here as a template to learn more about barbecue, but also maybe create their own hybrid form.
Absolutely, because barbecue varies, and you saw that. Everybody was really doing their own thing. There wasn't a set way to do it. It varies from Texas through Tennessee through the Carolinas. It's completely different. Everybody has their own style, their own recipe, their own view, their own techniques, and they've all tweaked it, and it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the joy of, you know, it's such a regional food. As you go through Missouri and Western Tennessee and Arkansas, you pick up some more sweeter flavors with molasses and some tomato. Obviously, Texas and Oklahoma is known for its beef. You know, in the Carolinas, if they found, you know, any tomato in the sauce, they'd likely take you out back. It's typically only vinegar, salt, and crushed red pepper. The unique thing was just tasting every variation. You know, at the end of the day, you have a cold beer with everybody, and everyone gets along. It might be different, but it's all delicious.
Absolutely. And that's a great thing about someone should start a barbecue tour if they haven't already, where you kind of start on one end and then, because I just had learned that there is a gospel barbecue in Texas. You can go on Sunday and you can go to, they bring in like church to the barbecue place. And I wrote it down. I'm like, I could go to church and eat barbecue. That is like the best of both worlds. So
yeah, we do that in Nashville. We have it. We used to have church down at the old honky tonks before they'd open at 10 a.m. But a barbecue road tour would be fantastic. You just have to start every morning with a workout to keep you lean and mean from the day before.
You might not live to see the end of it, but sure, you would sure go out in style, that's for sure. Well, it's an amazing book, and I've always said that I really believe that these type of books, cookbooks, story-sharing books like this, they make really great gifts. We have Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day, graduation. I say buy some people some sauces or rubs, buy them this book, let them get started, and just start their own tradition. And that's really what each one of the people in your book did. They started on their own under a, you know, a grandparent or a father or somebody kind of took them under their wing, or they started just on their own experimenting, and they had the, you have to have a lot of courage to share your food with somebody, because you're really sharing a piece of your soul with them, and you're hoping that they're going to like it. And so all of these people were kind of risk takers in your book, and it all paid off. And
I think there's no greater joy than a Saturday or Sunday where, like I said, you get a cooler full of cold drinks and you throw a pork butt on the grill for 8 to 10 hours, maybe listen to some of your favorite music. And it's a super affordable, humble cut that stretches to feed a crowd, and it's a great way to serve people. And to me, the Southern tradition of hospitality is always about inviting friends and preachers and even strangers over the house to share in that tradition of great food. And I think barbecue is one of the original forms of such, and something that everybody can do no matter where you live in the country.
Absolutely. You've broken the book down into three parts to make it, you know, user-friendly for people. You talk about fuel and the flavor. You have stories and recipes, and then you have all the trimmings, or that would be all the sides, as we know it kind of in the West. But and there's so many different things. I mean, you could get lost in this book for hours just daydreaming and looking at the pictures and thinking about these people and their experience. And it really does motivate the reader to want to get out and barbecue.
Yeah, I think that was really what I wanted to capture, is the whole adventure and sense of being on a road trip. So if you're not able to take the journey, you've got the recipes. And I think that's what's so cool about food is, you know, I may not have the opportunity to hop to North Carolina to enjoy North Carolina-style barbecue, but if I have the recipe, I can kind of put myself in that time and place. You know, if we go to a restaurant that's decorated in French decor and we have a French classic dish, it kind of transforms those experiences. So for those that, you know, aren't able to make the journey, I wanted to be sure to kind of make them feel like they're sitting either in the right seat of the plane and coming along and kind of taking back the curtain of some of the best smokehouses and kitchens of these pitmasters to tell their stories and showcase their food.
Well, I think you did a really great job of doing that. It's a fantastic book, and there's so many levels to it. There's something for everybody. And if you love barbecue the way that I love barbecue, or Matt loves barbecue, or pretty much everybody loves barbecue. I haven't met anyone who doesn't like barbecue. And if you don't, I don't want to meet you anyway. So you have to like barbecue. That's like number one. But it's an absolutely fantastic book. Like I said, make a fantastic gift for whatever the occasion is coming. And it's called The South Best Butts, Pitmaster Secrets for Southern Barbecue Perfection. It's available now. It's doing very, very well because it's barbecue season. People are starting to fire up the old barbecues and the old smokers, and families are starting to come together. There's a lot of family activities that are, you know, kind of start happening in May and June and throughout the summer, and we're all going to be getting together. And this is just a fantastic way to start us out, Matt. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit about it, and we want to get this book out to as many people as we can.
Well, hey, thank you so much for having me, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks a lot. All right. It is called The South's Best Butts, Pitmaster Secrets for Southern Barbecue Perfection by Matt Moore, and it's available now. I'll be right back.